Good morning. Clear skies overnight produce chilly temperatures with readings mostly in the 20s to start the day. Some lower 30s out there as well across parts of interior New York and New England, but just about everyone at or below freezing this morning. Not much of a turnaround either with a brisk northwest wind flow, certainly more of a chill in the air today. With high pressure building in, we will have a good amount of sunshine. However, that will only take readings into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a weak disturbance rolling through the Great Lakes and Northeast, maybe even a few flurries across parts of the Great Lakes region into central New York and into the Adirondacks. But for the most part, temperatures will drop back into the 20s. This will leave us with a mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow, still on the chilly side, but not as cold as today, with highs averaging in the lower 40s. A big ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will continue to build in as we head through the big travel day on Wednesday and the holiday on Thursday. This will bring us even more in the way of sunshine through the middle of the week and moderating temperatures. On Wednesday, with that sun, we'll be back into the mid-40s, and on Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies with highs reaching the lower 50s. That ridge will crest over us and move off the eastern seaboard on Friday. As a result, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but an increasing southwest wind flow will push temperatures into the middle 50s. The next front is not scheduled to arrive until Friday night. Right now, it looks like just rain showers, maybe some wet snowflakes on the tail end in the pre-dawn hours on Saturday. Otherwise, we'll have increasing sunshine for the weekend with highs back into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a return to a more active weather pattern can be expected for the West Coast and the Intermountain West for the beginning of the week. A strong cold front and pronounced upper-level trough will bring noticeably colder temperatures to the Northwest and Northern California in the next 24 hours, and snow levels will drop significantly with widespread accumulating snow for the mountains. Winter storm watches have been issued for the northern Rockies of Montana and Idaho, as well as the Sierras. And for the eastern U.S., the coldest air of the season for many locations has arrived after that strong cold front cleared the coast yesterday morning. Highs today are not expected to reach 50 degrees for the mid-Atlantic region, and freeze warnings are out all the way down to the South Carolina coast, and frost advisories for the Florida Panhandle overnight tonight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, the Bahamas, at 8 a.m. Eastern Time Friday. The last report of hail was at St. Paul Island in Alaska at 8:36 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with clear skies and 7 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour gusting to 48. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 21, 69% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Imperial, California, to a low of 5 below zero at Waterloo, Iowa, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston, increasing sunshine and breezy near 40, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low, 34. The average temperature, 43, that's 5 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.73 inches for the month and 34.96 inches for the year. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 365, and 873 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 30. The record high, 72, set in 1931, and the record low, 5, in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 6:56 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:26 p.m., 9 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with a few flurries, and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, mid-40s Wednesday. More sunshine on Thanksgiving Day in the lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday, still mild in the mid-50s. Showers Friday night, clouds Saturday morning, increasing sunshine Saturday afternoon, mid-40s. And mostly sunny in the lower 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.